New tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this magnificent Monday, March 23rd, 2026 edition. Switching gears, going from Washington, D.C., Middle East, looking at the stock market, looking at the price of oil. Coming back to Michigan, Michigan news, Michigan politics is what we do. Well, Friday, State Representative Alabbas Farhat, Democrat from Dearborn, when asked on Off the Record how he would describe Lansing. Quote of the day, I think it's one of the most dysfunctional places in America. 100%. Okay. Well, one of the things that you have to understand, Farhat wants to make sure that the speaker's luxury tax hike isn't a shell game. To borrow the old Russian proverb, trust but verify, once used by former President Ronald Reagan. State Representative Farhat from Dearborn is more than willing to support the speaker's luxury tax increase, but he wants to see it in writing before he comes out totally for it. He fears that this may be a Matt Hall, quote, shell game. I will give the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, lots of credit for saying he wants to tax the wealthiest Michiganders, if that's truly what he wants to do. Former minority vice chair of House Appropriations Committee was removed from the post last year by Speaker Hall. Said if Hall wants to tax Dick and Betsy DeVos on their lavish yachts, I'll help him do that. But he will be a part of any property tax reforms that shifts the tax burdens onto the laps of middle and working class people. What is the speaker proposing? Well, the speaker is still shaping his 6% sales tax on services. Luxury services. Adding items this week that include robocallers, telemarketers, and collection agencies. He's also not even ruling out snow removal. Farhat said, I think you will find that a lot of voters and my caucus members in the chamber will support shifting the burden to the wealthiest in Michigan if that's what we're really doing. And that this is not a shell game whereby we give those big guys a tax break at the cost of the working class. On other issues, he seemed interested in looking at the ballot proposal to completely toss out and then rewrite the Michigan Constitution. He conceded that some might use the process to try to toss out all of the Democratic-friendly additions that voters have added to the documents in recent cycles. I didn't even know there was a ballot petition going around for that. Also, Farhat does not support a part-time legislature. When asked if the current legislature was functional, he said without missing a beat, I think it's one of the most dysfunctional places in America, 100%. So if that's the case, why wouldn't you support going back to a part-time legislature? And then finally, he was asked about endorsements. Farhat says right now he's undecided in the governor's race. He said the candidates need to take their appeal directly to Dearborn residents, like Governor Gretchen Whitmer did when she ran for governor. However, he did say he's backing Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist for Secretary of State and his fellow Muslim Abdul El Sayed in the U.S. Senate race. What is this all about? Well, Speaker Matt Hall wants to expand sales tax 6%. Why? Because sales tax is the most absolute, predictable, guaranteed way of funding government in Lansing. What he's talked about is he wants to expand it onto services that usually only the very wealthy can afford. So this is something that he is working on, and maybe the Democrats may support it, depending on whether or not they can absolutely agree that it's only going to go after the wealthy and not going to go after a middle class and working families. So pretty interesting. We'll follow this story, continue to monitor it, and let you know where it goes. One other thing they're doing in Lansing, ahead of their spring break. Yesterday, Sunday, was World Water Day. Did any of us know that? I didn't see it anywhere. Well, Michigan lawmakers and community leaders are renewing a bipartisan push to address what they describe as a growing water affordability crisis impacting hundreds of thousands of residents statewide. Bipartisan? Let's see who the bipartisan folks are. Well, Friday, before they left town, there was a press conference. Democrat Senators Stephanie Chang of Detroit, Rosemary Baer of Kegel Harbor, and our very own John DeMoose, Republican from Harbor Springs, alongside advocacy groups and local officials highlighting legislation aimed at lowering water costs and preventing shutoffs from struggling households. Senator Chang from Detroit said the need for this legislation is growing. More Michiganders are struggling to make ends meet. Affordability for basic things like water, electricity, groceries, and rent are among the foremost concerns for many of our residents. Despite Michigan being surrounded by 20% of the world's fresh water, roughly 300,000 families across both urban and rural communities face difficulty paying their water bills. Costs have risen sharply, increasing 188% over the last 4 decades, with some communities seeing rates doubling or tripling. Package of bills Senate Bill 248 through Senate Bill 255, introduced last year, would create a statewide water affordability program within the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Oh, my God. The most dysfunctional, poorly ran department in the entire state, and that's who you choose to run it through? Senator Baer said, for all of our residents that rely on clean, reliable water is essential to our health and well-being. However, too many Michiganders face challenges assessing their essential resource, this essential resource. Baer said, calling the effort away to secure the relief of Michiganders' households needs and deserves our best efforts. Well, advocates said the issue extends beyond household budgets and into public health. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Merritt of the Salvation Army Great Lakes Division described water shutoffs as a crisis that affects children, seniors, and our entire communities. The plan would be funded through a proposed $1.25 monthly fee per water meter, along with philanthropic contributions, creating a statewide low-income water affordability fund similar to the Michigan Energy Assistance Program. So they're going to rely on donations? Okay. Clean water is a necessity, not a luxury, said Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney. We're maintaining critical infrastructure, but no one should lose access because they can't afford it. These bills ensure every family can access safe and reliable water. Supporters are emphasized the scale of the need. Wayne Metro Community Action Organization, Jasmine Carson, said nearly 40,000 families have sought water assistance through her organization, with many being turned away. It's become very clear this is not a small group. It's a growing crisis here in Detroit and across the state of Michigan. Lawmakers said the proposals would be paired with a task force to guide implementation and outreach, as well as a request for funding in the state's fiscal year 2027 budget. I've heard the stories of Michiganders who have had their water shut off and the changes that it forced in their daily lives and what they had to do. Senator DeMuth said, this is simply unacceptable. So we shall see where this goes. Final segment of hour number one. Again, if you have any questions for Missy, My Pure Health Solutions, text them to me. She'll be on at 10 o'clock to 10:30. Final break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Perry Johnson, running for governor of Michigan. A businessman named Donald Trump got sick of politics and decided to run himself. I agree with him. My background is statistics, audits, perfection. I helped fix the automobile industry in Detroit, then my management techniques spread to 67 countries around the world. Day one, I'll audit every penny our state spends. That will lead to Doge-like savings and will eliminate the state income tax, putting almost $5,000 back into our average family's pocket every year. 4-7-4-7. I'll support ICE and our law enforcement. Support President Trump and remove these ridiculous woke rules like boys in girls' bathrooms. I'm Perry Johnson. I'm going to shake up the system and send you the savings. I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Kind of very interesting short story regarding a particular congressional district race. 7th Congressional District. Progressive organizer William Lawrence is leading with 45.2% among likely Democratic voters down in Tom Barrett, Republicans' 7th Congressional District. After a brief biography of all three of the major candidates was read, according to a March 17th through 18th survey of 300 likely Democratic voters conducted by Strategic National, led by prominent Republican consultant John Yab, on the cold question about whom the Michigan 7th Democratic voters would support in a primary, an overwhelming 85.4% said they're still undecided. Lawrence got 45.2% after the biographies were read. Now, it's kind of interesting, because before the biographies were read, Lawrence came in at 5.9%. Former U.S. Ambassador to the Ukraine, Bridget Brink, got 4.9%. And former U.S. Navy SEAL, Matt Mazdam, got 3.8%. But then the biographies were read. Then Lawrence jumped all the way up to 45.2. In the end, Mazdam, the Navy SEAL, was at 11.7, Brink was at 9.9, and the undecided number dropped from 85.4 down to 33.2. On the favorable numbers, Brink was 20.2 favorable, 19 unfavorable, with 60% at no opinion. NASDAQ 25.5 favorable, 8 unfavorable, 65.7% no opinion. Lawrence jumped up, though, all the way to 46.1 favorable, 2.9 unfavorable, and 51 no opinion. Now, here is the way the short biographies read. Bridget Brink was born and raised in Grand Rapids and spent 30 years overseas finishing her foreign service career as Donald Trump's ambassador to Slovakia and then moving over to Ukraine. She moved into Lansing in order to run for Congress. Whoa. Basically, serving foreign service career as Donald Trump's ambassador, and they're telling this to Democrat voters. Matt Masdom was born and raised in Nebraska, and after serving as a Navy SEAL in the Iraq War, he became a corporate executive and moved to Ann Arbor, where his wife is from. Then, the last one that they were really trying to push, I think, in this poll, William Lawrence was born and raised in East Lansing. And he's worked as a progressive organizer with a focus on affordable housing and climate control. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Oh, I love these push polls. To sink Brink first, they mentioned that she served as Donald Trump's ambassador, working overseas, and moved into Lansing in order to run for Congress. So basically, she's a carpetbagger. Although she was born and raised in Grand Rapids. The Navy SEAL, yeah, he was born and raised in Nebraska. Became a corporate executive and moved to Ann Arbor, where his wife is from. And then the last guy, love it, love it, love it. Born and raised in East Lansing. Worked as a progressive organizer focusing on affordable housing and climate change. All the magic words you had to say to get the Democrats to support him. Well, if they were asked then if they were more likely to support each of the three candidates based on what they heard, 51% more likely to vote for their selection after they heard the bios. Well, they also surveyed quickly the U.S. Senate primary. 26.1 going for State Senator Mallory McMorrow. 13.6 said they like Abdul El Sayed. And 10.3 said Haley Stevens. So State Senator Mallory McMorrow leading the poll in this one. Very, very interesting. Again, if you have any questions for Missy, text them to me. She'll be on in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.